312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to be talking about some crazy food that mostly appear at fairs over the summer. And over this past summer, they've gotten even crazier, like more insane. And I would love to find out if some of you guys would eat this stuff. So we'll figure that out. And also, if you want to jump in with a call or a text, 312-981-7200, what are your what's the most insane food you've ever eaten? I'll give you an example. One of the big things at the Iowa State Fair is the triple cheeseburger donut. It's three beef patties, six slices of American cheese wedged between a Krispy Kreme donut sliced in half. And they said that it's technically the recipe is little more than a quarter pounder. They're small. It's almost like a slider. A quarter pound slider. So the triple cheeseburger donut, that's an example. Now, in that sort of avenue, what's the craziest thing that you've ever eaten? 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, would you have the triple cheeseburger donut?
Probably, yeah.
Have you ever had the Luther burger?
I haven't. No.
Oh, it's so good. The Luther burger is a bacon cheeseburger. Instead of a bun, it's a Krispy Kreme donut. And it's good, man. It's real good. Makes everybody happy. Now, this is always a classic, Esmeralda, deep fried butter. You ever have deep fried butter?
I haven't, no.
Deep fried butter debuted at the Texas State Fair before spreading all over the state fairs. Balls of frozen butter are dipped into a sugary buttermilk batter and then fried. It's like an inside-out pancake. You got the batter on the outside, and it fries until the butter melts. Man, that sounds good. I'd eat that all day. I think I'd probably eat all of these things, none of which are good for you, and most of which are fried. That's the thing. If you go to these state fairs, they'll fry anything, you know. Fried Coca-Cola. You ever hear about this one, Esmeralda? Fried Coca-Cola?
I have, actually, yeah. I'm not quite sure how it works.
It's an enticingly bizarre proposition. Certain to pique the curiosity of many people saying, how do you fry something liquid? But then when you eat it, you realize that they've flavored the batter with Coca-Cola, kind of like a funnel cake. Fried Coca-Cola is dusted with confectioner's sugar and served with whipped cream and a cherry on top. So it's kind of a batter that's been flavored with Coke. Yeah. Fried green beans. That sounds almost healthy. Not all fried foods are gluttonous calorie bombs, like deep fried bacon or deep fried Oreos, but you can fry vegetables too. In fact, fried green beans have distinguished themselves by making their way from the fairgrounds to white tablecloth restaurants. In California, they're appetizers at high-end restaurants. Fried cheese balls and fried guacamole, known as fried avocado bites, are two more recipes originating at fairs at upscale restaurants now serve. Fried avocado bites, which is basically fried guacamole. I would try that. I know you would, Esmeralda. It's avocado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, how about this one? Umping in an ante here. Deep-fried Doritos. Doritos are already fried. We know that. It's Doritos covered in batter, then deep-fried. But somehow they've got a lighter and flakier. They got lighter and flakier in the process. Couple your order with some ranch dipping sauce, and you're going to have a great time. Average price for the deep-fried Doritos, Esmeralda, how much do you think they are?
$3.
$8.75.
Goodness, for Doritos?
For deep-fried Doritos.
Yeah, but still.
Doesn't say how many Doritos you get.
Better be a whole family-size bag.
It should be the giant Dorito bag. $8.75 for deep-fried burritos. How much is a bag of Doritos? What does a bag of Doritos cost? Full-size bag of Doritos, $4? Something like that?
Probably, yeah.
I don't never buy Doritos. Dan, what's a full-size bag of Doritos? We know how out of touch I am because I thought toilet paper cost, you know, or paper towels cost like $3. And I can't.
Prices I'm seeing are between $2.98 and $3.50, so yeah. $3.
Okay. Now, how about this? Deep-fried cookie dough. Amazing is what they say. A crispy edge to the warm, gooey cookie dough. How much do you think the deep-fried cookie dough goes for, Esmeralda?
$4.95. $7.75. What is going on? Is it because it's at a fair or whatever, so then like you can't go anywhere else?
I guess. You can't get it anywhere else, so they're going to charge you $7. They're going to charge you $8 for deep-fried cookie dough and $9 for deep-fried Doritos. Both of which you can do at home for like a third of the price. All right. Crazy food is what we're talking about. And specifically here, we're talking about crazy fair food that every year they up the ante and fry and make weirder food. And I want to talk about what you guys have eaten that is absolutely crazy. We also have a Blackhawks Express to play, a pleasant one from last night's game. That's coming up. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. We got a break here for weather and for traffic. Really? Of all the albums that you could choose from, it's Wild Card Wednesday. You're Mary Wild Card Wednesday. Esmeralda, guess who that was. See if you can guess who that was.
Oh, man. No idea.
That was Neil Young.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can't even remember. I can't remember the name of the album that he released. Auto something. It was like his techno album.
Was that recorded off of a vinyl? Because you could hear like the
yeah. It sounded like it. It sounded like, well. Yeah. I don't think. I mean, that album is notorious. It's by the way, RJ Allday requested Neil Young sample and hold. And it is I want to say in the early 80s, Neil Young had a couple of records. It's from the album Trans. That's right, Trans. Had a couple of records that were very unfortunate. very unfortunate. I mean, you know, Neil Young, who is one of my favorite performer, you know, my favorite singer-songwriters ever in the history of anything. But that period there in the 80s was rough, man. That was really rough. man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about insane foods that maybe you have tried. Here's Wally in Shanghai on WGN. Hey, Wally.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
I just had fried grasshopper on Saturday night here in Shanghai.
In Shanghai. And you had fried grasshopper what was it like?
You know what? There's not much to it. It was just crunchy. There was really no flavor.
Yeah.
They sell on the street vendors here in China sell a lot of that. A lot of the bugs but the locals joke and they say that the Chinese don't eat the bugs. They just put them on sticks and sell them to the tourists. And that's probably what it was. I've been here before and I was with some people who were here for the first time. So we just had to have them.
Are you enjoying the food in China?
No, not all that much.
No,
not all that much. There's a lot of weird. There's a lot of weird stuff. There's a lot of really, really weird stuff.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing?
You can't identify.
What are you doing out there?
Work. I'm here for 2 weeks.
You're here for
I'm
two.
I'm here for work for okay. 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. Well, I hope you are able to eat something you enjoy while you're there, Wally.
I am. Yeah. It's still good. It's just a lot different than what we've got back in Chicago in many cases.
All right. Cool. All right, Wally. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
I appreciate you listening, too, all the way from China. Listening all the way in China. Boy, it must be a clear night. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold it. Oh, that's right. There's an internet now. You can stream it. Steve says, not food, but when I would go to the Minnesota State Fair in the 60s and 70s, the dairy farmers of Minnesota would have a large booth set up. They had tanker trucks of milk set up behind it, and you could get all the milk you could drink for 5 cents. The milk was so ice cold that it almost had a layer of ice on top of it. Being young teenagers, we would slam down as much as we could, sometimes throw up with a mix of Pronto Pups and milk. Now, see.
That's your heaven.
I was going to say, that's a line I'm going to stand in.
Ugh. Is it hot out? Like, I'm assuming this is a hot day.
Well, it's Minnesota, so I don't, you know, Minnesota gets hot, but it doesn't get as hot as other places.
Yeah, but still, I would guzzle it. 80 degrees?
80 degrees, 89 degrees.
Let's have some milk.
Yeah, it's like the scene in Anchorman. Oh, milk was a bad choice. That sounds fantastic, though. So cold, there's like ice on top of it. Oh.
I mean, that's nice, but not on a hot day, in my opinion. Man, dairy and heat
fantastic.
Don't mix.
Robert says, I was in Germany and I ordered the house soup. It was delicious. And then I found out later it was made with a river rat. That's fantastic. That's one of those things where, you know, I've always thought about this. People who aren't very adventurous in their eating are very picky eaters. And I know, Esmeralda, you probably come across that every once in a while, people who aren't as adventurous as you are.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like, what if you just take them someplace and go, here, try this. This is really good.
Usually those people, though, aren't willing to do
that. Yeah, that's right. That's true. They wouldn't. You'd have to tell them. Or you'd have to lie to them, you know, and say it's beef.
Right.
And then they eat it and you go, it's a monkey. You know, you get to tell them it's something else. Just lie to them. And then after they eat it, tell them what it really is. And then watch them vomit. So, here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Sorry, I haven't called in a while. I think I've run out of fly jams.
Oh, no. You can never run out of fly jams, Jasmine.
I had something to share. It's not extremely crazy, but I spent the last few days of my summer in Indianapolis, and we went to their state fair.
Yeah.
I tried cream puffs for the first time, and let's just say I didn't come home with a clean shirt.
No. You got to be careful with those cream puffs. You know, Orion Samuelson, our very own Orion Samuelson, talks about cream puffs on a regular basis from the fairs.
Like, the only reason I decided to try is because I've heard about it on the station, so I thought I might as well try it. And yeah, is there a way to eat them without getting it anywhere?
Not really. Orion does have a way. Orion Samuelson does have a way where it's not quite as messy as you think. I think his way is to split them in two, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, like an Oreo?
Yeah. It's split it in two, and then and eat it that way. I think that's the way that Orion says to eat it. Because otherwise, if you bite into it, all the cream just comes flying out of the back.
All over my shirt.
Yeah. Oh boy.
But it was good though.
It's very good. Very, very good. Okay, Jasmine. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
There you go. Cream puffs. All right. We got a break here. We got the news coming up and then more crazy food and a Blackhawks Express right here on 720 WGN.
Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on watching you take.
I haven't heard this song in years. Glenn on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday has chosen Roy Clark with Thank God and Greyhound. It's one of those classic pull the rug out from under you. Think it's a love song. It's a Thank God, Greyhound, you're gone. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich in the opening bell, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It is Wednesday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about really insane foods that you find at county fairs, and some of them end up in restaurants. And we were asking you, what's sort of the craziest thing that you've ever tried? One of the sort of most insane foods that you've ever eaten. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones here. And there's Dave on WGN. Dave, you're a chef.
I'm a retired chef, yes.
Yeah, okay. Tell us about some of the stuff that you've eaten.
So 25 years ago, the owner decided to do a wild game dinner, and the first course was African lion tail soup.
African lion tail soup. Now, how was that prepared?
I had the task of making it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it was probably one of the creepiest things I ever made.
Uh-huh.
It turned out the same color as an African lion. Mm. And who knows what African lion tastes like, so it was kind of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, how did it go?
First course.
How did it go over?
Most people tried it. Few people finished the bowls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's weird looking, and you know, there's pieces of tail in there with the bone. You know, like oxtail soup.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Very weird. That sounds very weird. African lion tail soup.
And roast wildebeest was the main entree.
Oh, what kind of texture does wildebeest have?
We tried our butts off, and it still ended up a little bit tough.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's interesting, man. All right, yep. Dave, thanks for the call.
Thanks. Love your show.
Thank you, yep, buddy. Bye. Appreciate it. Esmeralda, would you try lion tail soup?
It looked good.
Yeah. He just said it didn't look good. and he
to be polite.
By the way, he prepared it. And for the chef to say it was weird, didn't taste very good, and it didn't look good, that's something right there. That is something right there. You ever have oxtail soup?
I don't think so.
It's good. It's good. Okay. How about this? At the fairs, deep fried White Castle burgers. Would you try that?
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but of course I'd try it. And I would regret it.
Oh, yeah, immediately.
I would totally regret it afterwards. Because I miss eating White Castle. I love White Castle. I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it. But Dan, when was the last time you had sliders?
I was living on Christiana, so that was before. I would say 2010.
So 7 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Esmeralda, when was the last time you had a slider?
Like
from White Castle.
Yeah.
Because now the sliders are in restaurants and everything. Now it's a term.
Couple months ago?
Yeah. When I was doing my grocery shopping, I was walking in the frozen aisle and I saw them and I was like, man, I'm getting them. So it was a few months ago. They were frozen. They were in the microwave and they were fine. They tasted, you know, comparable to a slider. But I can't have them very often. That's all there is to it. How much do you think the deep-fried White Castle burgers are?
$10.95.
Oh, man. See, now you're...
Well, now because of those other
you're
things.
Overcompensating, yeah. $7.75.
Oh, okay.
$7.75.
So, wait, Doritos cost more than the slider? Well, how many sliders do you get, I wonder?
I don't know. Well, so what is it, $4.25 for four sliders or something like that? Is it $5 for, like, four sliders?
It's like for a meal.
Yeah.
With the chip or fries and a drink.
Is it that cheap?
It's probably like six.
Okay. So $7.75, I would imagine you probably get four of them. That would be my guess. I don't know, though. All right. Here's Steve in Galesburg on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I was up in King County. This has been not a hell of years ago. But shark steak on a stick with garlic and drawn butter.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
You don't expect that at the county fair.
Yeah. Now, what, do you remember how much you paid for it?
I'm guessing this was about 1990. I think like $8.
$8 in 1990, so it's still a pretty pricey thing.
Yeah, but it was worth it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Yeah.
Shark steak on a stick with garlic butter.
Hmm.
That sounds fine to me. I'd eat it. All right, how about deep-fried pecan pie on a stick? That would be an entire slice of pecan pie, then deep-fried and delivered on a stick. That would be really sloppy to eat, I would imagine. Like, really.
Yeah, because it would just start to melt
yeah.
on you.
Yeah, you'd have to have a bib.
Or, well, it wouldn't melt on you. It would be because, yeah, the inside would be scalding hot.
Yeah, you might just burn your entire mouth off.
Ugh.
$8, by the way. Cheaper than the deep-fried Doritos. All right. How about this? Giant Pop Rocks donut. I think I'm going to have to read the description of this one.
Yeah.
A humongous pancake-sized warm fluffy donut with a warm pink icing topped with cherry pop rocks. The donut is what makes this thing incredible. The dough is perfect. The warm fry keeps it edible for a while. It's a messy delight for everyone involved. Plus, you got the pop rocks on top.
It's just a donut with pop rocks on it, though. I was expecting like the pop rocks
to be inside, mm-hmm. like they would incorporate the pop rocks into something. But isn't it the deal is, isn't it like when pop rocks encounter warm liquid of any kind, they just start popping?
I have no idea. I was going to say, how they get them from not popping?
Yeah.
But I guess because they only put them on top.
How about the pickle dog? Oh, by the way, the giant pop rocks donut is $8.75.
Ugh, all right.
The pickle dog, a corn dog with a pickle inside. This booth hollows out a giant pickle, sticks a hot dog with a stick through it, then batters and fries the entire thing. Oh, man, that sounds good.
See, that I wouldn't mind. But again, you would just... You'd scald yourself with the pickle juice.
Yeah. That sounds really good, though, man. And that's a great idea. You get a big, giant pickle, hollow out the middle, stick a hot dog in there.
Yeah.
$10.
And then it's got the dough, right?
Yeah. You dip it in the thing, and then you deep fry it. $10. Boy, that sounds good. That's my favorite so far that we've
talked. That's a whole meal.
It is. Man. All right, how about this? Pickle poppers. Pickles and jalapeno poppers had a baby. Fresh pickles stuffed with cream cheese and jalapenos. It's messy and delicious.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because you get the hot and sour.
Yeah. Get the cream cheese in there, too, to mellow it out.
Yeah, although I'm not a fan of hot cream cheese.
Do you not like jalapeno poppers?
Yeah.
Because there's cream cheese in those.
No, I don't. I mean, I've maybe eaten them once or twice.
Yeah.
I don't like Crab Rangoons.
Really?
Hot cream cheese is not...
I love Crab Rangoon, man.
No.
Oh, it's good. $11 for pickle poppers, in case you're wondering. All right, are you ready for this one?
Hmm.
Deep-fried bacon-wrapped turkey leg.
Is there dough on it?
The Guinness beer-battered bacon really shines, and the turkey leg remains very ample. So it's wrapped in bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a batter on it.
Right.
And it's deep fried.
Oh, my gosh.
$20. That thing, I would imagine if it's one of those turkey legs that, like, you see at the fairs and at Taste of Chicago, it's the size of a Buick.
Right. As long as it's not dry. I've always encountered very dry turkey legs.
Yeah. When you deep fry turkey, though, if you do it right, it's really juicy.
Right. I would hope the bacon and the frying would help.
Well, of course, yeah. Wrapping it in bacon is a great way to keep it moist because that's, you know, get all that bacon fat dripping right into it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. You ever have deep fried turkey?
No.
Like for Thanksgiving?
No.
See, it's great as long as you don't burn your garage down.
Yeah.
As long as you're not
I don't trust anybody in my family to do that.
No. I mean, it's good, though. You know, I've had it. And it's really good. It's just very dangerous, and
right.
You have to be very, very responsible. And, you know, on Thanksgiving, people tend to have cocktails
mm-hmm.
and, burn down garages. So
or burn themselves.
Or burn themselves, yeah. But once you drop that thing in, if all the oil just comes flying out,
oh,
you're dead.
Gosh.
It's not good. Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. We got a Blackhawks Express from a great game last night, very exciting game. For the Blackhawks, and a big win for them. And they've come off with a great start, man. The Hawks look good. The Hawks look really good. So we got a Blackhawks Express coming up for you, too. And then we'll wrap up the talk about weird foods. All right, Esmeralda, more crazy foods. And we've got some texts that have come in from some of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
How about deep-fried pineapples?
But, okay.
If you like pineapples, these things are moist with a light crunch in a really good way. The chocolate and coconut is a perfect touch. This is the cheapest thing so far, by the way.
See, now I wonder how that... Because I'm imagining a piece of pineapple. And that seems like that would be scalding.
Yeah.
Right? You said fried pineapple?
Yeah, it's deep fried pineapples. Yeah,
I would imagine all that pineapple juice would just...
Yeah. I don't think you're going to eat it like 2 seconds out of the fryer. I think it's going to cool off. You know. $6.75. It's the cheapest. How about Chili Relleno chorizo cheeseburger on a pretzel bun?
Okay.
Chili relleno, chipotle mayo, cheddar sauce, cheddar cheese, regular hamburger patty, chorizo burger patty, all on a pretzel bun. It's a bit on the expensive side, but it's tasty. At $15.75.
Oh my gosh! For what? It's just a burger with a chili on it.
It's got a chili relleno, chipotle mayo, cheddar cheese, regular hamburger patty, chorizo burger patty, all on a pretzel bun. Yeah, that seems pretty steep.
It's a lot for $15.
Yeah. Jay in Ohio says, not a fair food, but the KFC Double Down was a crazy food. Yes.
Do they still have that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They still have it. Andrew in Alabama, when I used to work at KFC, what's going on with the KFC?
They're innovators.
When I used to work at a KFC, I would deep fry raisinettes. It was delicious. Anytime I got access to the fryer, I'd have some. Well, you're going to screw up the fry. Then the chicken is going to taste like chocolate.
Although, did they have any? They might have had some fried desserts. Or do they? Do they not have
I don't know. I don't know. I think they might have apple. I think they have like apple pie. They might have apple pie. Yeah, but still, you don't want to use the same fryer. That's like at McDonald's. When I worked at McDonald's, there was a separate fryer for the filet of fish.
Like, right. You that's what I mean. Like maybe they. Do they do something
like
other than
a dessert
the
fryer? I don't think so.
Or like a French fry fryer, or I don't know.
But either way, you don't want to put chocolate in that. They don't do any.
You would not.
312 says, I've had key lime pie on a stick at the Renaissance Fair in Wisconsin. It was $5. Yeah. But then you have to put up with all the Ren Fair people.
Yeah. I mean, all those things where they corral you in and you can't leave.
What do you?
Upcharge you. I mean, you know, when you go to a festival, leave, so you can't go eat anywhere else.
Yeah. AA708, deep fried corn on the cob is so good. I've never had deep fried corn on the cob.
Is it battered?
It doesn't say. I would imagine it's battered, yeah. But I've never had it. 630 area code says, I visited Hong Kong 2 years ago and I tried a century egg. I can't describe the taste since I passed out on the first bite. There's no description of what a century egg is.
I believe it's fermented.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
It's like a whole egg, like a hard-boiled egg, but then it's fermented and stuff.
Yeah, like according to this, ash, husks, various other weird things.
Ugh. Well, I'm an egg guy. I love eggs.
Clay, ash, salt, quicklime, and rice holes.
No.
Rice holes? What was it?
Right? No. According to, it would be rice thrills, wouldn't it? According to what we learned earlier this morning. All right. Well, there you go. There's some crazy food out there. All right. Wow. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, you know, tomorrow is Thursday.
Oh, boy.
That means it's the second week we have to speak with Dan Feinberg about television.
Very nice.
And we will talk with Dan Feinberg about TV and do a lot more. Triple Play Thursday as well. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. The news is coming up next, followed by the opening bell with Steve Grzanich.